This is program number LW2520. Have you been to any toy stores lately? They're magnificent. Hi, this is Larry West. I mean, toys today make space-age noises, they flash brilliantly colored lights, they hum rock tunes, converse bilingually, and they generally cost about as much as a used Model A Ford did back in 1934. During the decade known as the Great American Depression, you know, back in the 1930s, when over 15 million people in this country of ours were out of work, cash allowances for children waned accordingly. But you know, those so-called rich kids, those fortunate enough to receive a weekly nickel or dime, they seldom squandered their hard-to-come money on toys. I mean, they saved it, you know, for the bare necessities of life, like candy, ice cream, and the Saturday matinee movies. Now, it didn't mean they didn't have any toy, no siree. They made their toys. They made them from whatever materials were handy. Take tin cans, for example. Those kids of yesteryear would take a tin can, that is, if they could find it. I mean, you know, adults hoarded tin cans, too. They were durable substitutes for flower pots, canisters, and even roof patches. But tin cans could be made into great things like boats, fancy boats, boats with sails and rudders, and you name it. Kids used to be original with their toys. Little girls would make dollhouse furniture from spools, boxes, gourds, or whatever. Doll dishes were buttons, jar lids, acorns. Their dollhouses were cardboard boxes, and you know where they'd get the stuff for the walls and floors. Why, it's amazing what you could find in an old Sears catalog. You could cut out a clock and paste it on the dollhouse wall, or cut out a rug and glue it to the floor. See the man? Cut him out. Set him in a chair. You know, if you showed one of our kids today one of these homemade toys, chances are that you'd hear comments that would range from wow, super, to yuck, gross. You might even hear one little six-year-old say, where does the battery go? Right? You know, our toys today consume energy cells the way kids devour Big Macs. Our pint-sized critics today, who wear T-shirts proclaiming the force be with you, know nothing about old-time toys. Where does the battery go? Indeed. In the 30s, before electricity came to rural areas, the only battery-powered contraption around the house was the radio. And when the battery, which usually sat on a specially constructed shelf just outside the living room window, when that battery died, most kids then thought they would too. But in they'd go to Mama's sewing basket and find a wooden spool, cut it in half, and whittle the core to a point and make a top out of it. Today, if the string breaks, we've got to drive 10 miles to the toy store and buy a whole new yo-yo. Right, Dad? You know, I'm wondering about something. I'm wondering, have we been giving our kids too much of a good thing? And in the process, have we taught them to become ungrateful for the things that they take for granted? If we have, the fault is not theirs. Mom, Dad, it's ours. Something broke the other night at my house, and I heard my daughter say, it's all right, Dad, we can buy another one. When I heard that, everything that seemed important that I had on my mind just faded away in oblivion. What am I teaching my kids? Are we giving our kids too much of a good thing? And are we training them to be ungrateful for the things that they take for granted? You know, it's a proven fact, materialism destroys gratitude. It makes us believe that we can handle it all ourselves. We don't need anyone to help us, and therefore, there's no one we need to be grateful to, not even God. It was Jesus Christ who said one day, I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Mom, Dad, the only good thing you can't give your children too much of is gratitude. Gratitude to God. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Got a challenge for you today. Watch out for false advertising. Things don't bring happiness. Only God does. Just train your children to understand that. Train your children to understand that. I have a Bible study course that's designed to help you to train your children. Maybe you'd like to get it. It's free. It's 11 lessons long. It consists of just a study of the Bible. Write me for this free, non-denominational Bible study course. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.